content of Shastra, we are challenging that we have never gone to the moon planet. Who can do that? The whole world is accepting they have gone to moon planet. And we are challenging, they have never gone to moon. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Calcutta had called me up this morning. We are expecting about 2 lakhs people in Mayapur today and tomorrow. There's a big festival. Jabhatagan Maharaj spoke to me also. He's going to come here next Wednesday. During this
2 lakhs people?
Okay, during the next 3-4 day festival.
What is that festival?
It's a... It happens every year at this time.
What is this time?
Holy Gita Gyan is ready. And he's Jabhatagan Swami is taking delivery of it that morning.
Copy.
1,000.
They could not conclude when the battle of Kurukshetra was fought.
They are speculating now. There is one school which says it wasn't fought in Kurukshetra.
As soon as there will be one school and other school, that means all of them are wrestlers.
Yes.
It's like the sun rises from this side. There cannot be two schools. If somebody says, no, no, sun rises from this side, if that is school, he's a fool. Sun rises from the eastern side, that's all. That is knowledge. If somebody says, no, sometimes in the western side, sometimes in the northern side, is that any value? So as soon as there will be many schools, that means the conclusion is not right.
That is, someone was telling me, and I was telling that if someone is not following the particular characteristic of a saintly person mentioned in the Shastra, he cannot be accepted as a sadhu. He was trying to prove that some sadhus, so-called, who eat meat and who were drinking, they were actually great paramahansas. And then he said that because in the previous ages, there's mention of, in the Shastras, there's mention that there were many rishis and munis who were eating meat.
He knows them. He's such a rascal that he knows them. And nobody knows. That is the verdict of this Ramakrishna.
They say that they would, these rishis would kill one elephant or something like that, and they would live on him for a whole year.
Where is that infant? Where he got this information? Did not challenge?
Well, I say it. That Rishi and Muni must be just like the Rishi and Muni you are talking about now.
We don't find any sense. In this way they have ruin Indian culture by misquoting, by misleading.
And he admitted that Vivekananda smoked ganja. And he was eating meat.
Yes.
But for such a soul, he said, there is no conditioning like this. Then when you quote any verse from Bhagavad Gita, which contradicts his statement, immediately he would say, well, Bhagavad Gita is not the only scripture.
Without any fail, dhamma sanu sthita pumsa. But if he does not become Krishna conscious, then what is the profit? It is simply waste of time and energy. Samaya vahi kevala. Anything, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. Jai Krishna Tattva, if he knows the science of Krishna, then he is Guru. Jai Krishna Tattva, Sai Guru. खाया नहीं सोया नहीं ठीक था कृष्ण का भी जानते हो तुम बता वो अगर बता सके तो ठीक है नहीं तो साहब
पीपल दे आर नाइस पायस पीपल एंड दे हैव एक्सेप्टेड सम ऑफ दिस जिम्नास्टिक पीपल एज अ गुरु सो दे सेड ओ आवर गुरुजी इज हियर वी हैव टू गो सी आवर गुरुजी दिस दैट सो हाउ शुड वी ट्रीट टू देम और हाउ शुड वी ट्रीट टू देम
दैट वी कैन नॉट do immediately, unless he understands your philosophy. Param dhishtani vartati. Unless they understand that this philosophy is better than that, how can you give it?
And sometimes they even say that you have your guru and I have my guru. It's all the same thing. You also have a guru, we also have.
Thief has also a guru. Then that guru is also the same. Chor ka bhi to guru hota.
Haan, hota.
Wo guru bhi theek hai. Sab guru theek hai, jodi chor ka jo guru hota, wo bhi theek hai. Yeah, guru means तस्मात् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमम् जो जीवन का चरम मंगल चाहते हैं उसके लिए गुरु का जरूरत है वो गुरु
Isn't there some conditioning between the guru and shishya? Like the guru should be like this, and the shishya should be like this.
Yeah.
Not that anybody can say I'm shishya, and not anybody can say I'm guru.
Samsara dhava, yet sting daily.
Yes.
Samsara dhava, nalali loka, tranaya. Karanda ghanadhanattam. One who can deliver from this entanglement of material, miserable condition of life. That is the first definition of guru. Samsara dhava, nalali loka, tranaya karanda ghanadhanattam. Praptasya kalyan, one who has obtained this qualification, mande gurasya charana, is guru.
Because nowadays...
Nowadays, let them talk all night. This is the definition of it. Nowadays, the sun is rising on the western side. If somebody says like that, who is going to accept? There is no question. Nowadays, normal. Truth is truth always. Hare Krishna. That is absolute truth. Jaya.
So many yajñas and shibis and everything going on. Everywhere you see. And it is so hard.
Yajñaṁ saṅkīrtanaṁ prāya yajanti sumedhasa. Those who are very intelligent, those whose brain clear, they yajñaṁ saṅkīrtanaṁ prāya yajanti. What jagga they perform? Where is the jagged Brahma?
The greatest contribution of the Hare Krishna movement is its authorized translations of the Vedic literature. The greatest contribution to scholars. The greatest contribution of the Hare Krishna movement is that it is providing to scholars authorized translations of these Vedic literatures.
That is a remark of a very big prophet.
Scientists that they have not actually gone to the moon.
First proof is that they say that there is no life. That is foolishness. There is life. Because we find everywhere life, why not in the moon plane? And there are many others. The first challenge is this.
They say that they have not seen the life though.
But what you can see, rascals, therefore we say you are rascals. Why do you believe your eyes? You cannot see so many things. We don't find any living entity in the ocean. Does it mean there is no living entity? So what is the value of your seeing? That is the defect. That believing too much their eyes. Although the eyes and every sense is imperfect. That you see here. Now we don't find anything, it is all zero. Does it mean the sky is zero? There are millions of planets and millions in the millions. So that is a rascal now. They think that they are perfect. Whatever they see, that is perfect. That is their risk. If I say no, there is no life, I cannot see. Is that a very good statement? Externally, you don't find any living entity. But is it void of living entity? Then why shall I assert that there is no image, I cannot see? Is that very good proposal? Therefore, they are rascals. cannot be any place within this universe which is without life. There cannot, you see, there is life even in the within sand. How you can say there is no life? Because I cannot see. What is this? What you are? You are a rascal because you cannot see, therefore you have to accept. First of all, we say you are a rascal. And if he says that I cannot see, has it to be accepted? And the example is there. I cannot see any light. It is simply water. There are millions and trillions of light. Big, big thing. Where is the perfection of seeing?
Why are the big authorities like the government people and the...
Nobody is authority. That is our first assertion. Nobody is authority. Therefore we have placed Krishna consciousness. Krishna is only authority. All rascals. That is our first assertion. That except Krishna, there is no authority. And one who follows Krishna, he is authority.
Why are the so-called scientists trying to make the common people believe?
Because they are so-called scientists. You have already explained why you are asking. You have already explained so-called scientists. That's all. They are not scientists, they are so-called scientists.
Why do they want to fool the people? Why do they want to fool the people?
Because you are fool. Because you are fool, therefore you become be fool. We do not become be fool by their words. You are fool, you will be fool. If you want to remain fool, then you will be fool. And if you become intelligent, then you will not be fool. They can be fool when there are many fools. If there is no fool, they cannot be fool. Do you follow this?
Yes.
Yes.
Scientists, they are also fools. Scientists are also fools.
Yes. Murha. That is our definition in the Bhagavad Gita. Namang diskitanam murha prapadyante narad. So much educated, maya purita jnana, asuri bhavaman. The knowledge has no value. Maya has taken everything.
Hare Jindal Thak.
Maya purita jnana. Hare Krishna.
Jindal. All right. All right.
Thank you. Understands Krishna, Vedaishta Sarvai, Ahameva Vedya. Veda means knowledge. So all kinds of knowledge, they are aiming at the Supreme Personality of God. See, if one does not understand what is the Supreme Personality of God, then Maya Aburita Jnana, he has no knowledge. Knowledge means ultimately, he must know what is God. That is knowledge. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. Anyone who knows Krishna, he becomes Guru. Otherwise not. The first test is, he may be scientist, philosopher, educationist, whatever you may be. But ask him, do you know Krishna? If he says no, then he is a fool. This is the test. Hare Krishna. Ambarish Maharaj, do you agree?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a good test.
Yeah. Goldsmith, they take a stone, black stone, you know, and they rub the gold on the stone and they can immediately say whether it is gold or not. So our that stone is Krishna. If anyone knows Krishna, then it is God.
Hari Bol, Jai Bol Bol.
Otherwise it is bogus.
It is very good.
Normally these goldsmith boys, their father simply taught how to test gold. And as soon as he learns, he opens a shop and he earns thousands and thousands of rupees. No education, simply by.
Yes. Even today the jeweler's sons, they're expert in knowing the diamonds.
Yes.
They make millions of rupees.
Yes.
अभी भी स्वर्ण मार्केट में सही है, उसको ये भी सही नहीं आता है, थोड़ा रगड़ के बोल देता है इसमें 80% है, 75% सब बोल
देता है,
और उतना पैसा ले जाओ, ऐसा रगड़ के थोड़ा देख के बोल देगा इसमें 90% है,
पर नेवर वाज रत्न पारिक,
हाँ रत्न पारिक,
दैट दिस इज इंडियन ओल्ड फैशन, दे सिंपली नो हाउ टू टेस्ट ज्वेल्स एंड गोल्ड, दैट्स आत्मिका बुद्धि रेके हकरु नंदन बहुशा का जनता से बुद्धि अव्यवसायी नाम बहुशा व्यवसायी कारण वन practical point of view, from business point of view also, I started this Krishna conscious business with 40 rupees. Now you have 40 crores. Who has got such business success? Bring anyone within 10 years.
Biggest city.
And here is Ambarish Maharaj, he is ready to give us any money, any amount of money. Ambarish Maharaj. Yeah? Whole Ford company. So who has got this business? Hare Krishna. Jai. I think there is no such history in the world to begin business with 40 rupees and within 10 years it becomes 40 crores. One cannot imagine.
Yes.
Yehi toh nayar samjha tha. Yeh sara bheek maangne wala hai. Yeh kahan se 14 lakh le hai. Jo hai uska paas le lo. बस खत्म
पॉलिसी यही था
नायर इतने तो लूटने को
ये मालूम नहीं है तुमको लूट लेगा, भगवान उसको लूट लिया।
मैंने कोई बिलीव नहीं कर,
yes.
मैं उनको बोला था जो अभी हमारे पास 2-4 लाख है वही दे देगा दे, बाकी आस्था से कि कौन मानेगा। इसलिए भीख मांग रहा है, 14 लाख कहाँ से देगा, 12 लाख कहाँ से देगा, तो जो 2-4 लाख है ले ले बस, बाकी बिजनेस में छवि सोचता है। यू आर सर्टेन दैट वेयर फ्रॉम यू गेट 12 लाख रुपीज विद इन 3 इयर्स, यू कैन नॉट गेट इट। बिजी हरे कृष्ण। लर्न फ्रॉम डॉग वन लेसन, दे आर वेरी फेथफुल टू द मास्टर, वेरी फेथ। See anything now in the sky? Does it mean it is vacant? So what is the value of your seeing?
There's a philosophy that says that if a tree falls down in a forest and I am not there to see it, then it hasn't happened.
That is philosophy?
Yes.
Now what is that? Logic.
They think the existence of the tree is dependent on their sense perception.
That is Gladstone or what? That poet? Full many flowers, blossom thing. Therefore there is no flower? Full many flowers, blossom unseen. This is foolish philosophy. Now this plane is going. After half an hour, it will not be seen. Does it mean it's foolish?
But also, you know, in the sky we can see something. I can see many things. I can see something. It's not vacant space. Only thing I don't know what it is.
Then you cannot see the stars.
Yes.
Can you see the stars now? Then can you say there is no star? That means what you cannot see, that is not final. Therefore, our Vedic instruction is Shastra Chakshusha. You should see through the Shastra, not just these useless eyes. These are useless. Tad Vijnanartham Sagurumeva Vidyate. In order to know perfectly, one should go to the Guru. भगवद गीता से तद्विद्धि पणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदक्षन्ति तद्ज्ञानं ज्ञानिन तत्त्वदर्शिनः। वन हु हैज सीन गो देयर एंड लर्न इट, दैट इज इंग्लिश। डोंट ट्राई टू सी योरसेल्फ, दैट इज फुलिश। very odd is, he is Tattva Darshana. One has seen. You have to go there and see through his eyes, through his insight. That is real seeing.
The paying respect.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Yes.
No one has any chance against your philosophy. No one has any chance. Many times people start arguing, but within 5 or 10 minutes they are completely calmed down. And after 15 minutes, see, now we started, because we started arguing, we have learned so much from you.
That is Zen, man. हाँ दूसरा देश में तो मानता है ये रिश्म ये तो
मानता ही नहीं है जो पंडित लोग को कह का पूछ की तरह मालूम नहीं है वो लोग इन सबको सिखा देता है वो लोग ट्रिप कर लेता है
I come so early and all. Shall I say, sir? Prasangam
ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu saheva sadhu sukrutah moksha dvara apavitam.
That is why I come so early. You may explain them, sir.
No, you explain.
It is said in Srimad Bhagavad that your mind, atmanah, prasanga, the sangha, sangha means attachment.
Prasanga.
Prasanga and sangha is the same. Sangha.
No. Pratishtarupena.
Sangha.
Very tight
sangha. Very tight attachment of mind is there always.
Not mind, of the soul.
Atmanah.
But mind and soul both
are. There is always there, ajar, undying. But if that attachment is made to a sadhu, that becomes moksha dvara apavritam. That becomes opening of the door for moksha. So I come here to sadhu shukrutah.
Similarly, another shloka is made by Rupa Goswami. He is praying to Krishna that as a young man has got attachment for a young woman, and young woman has got attachment for the young man. Similar attachment, well, I will have upon you. This is very natural to young man and young woman, attached. The whole world is going on,
yes,
on this, what is called, sex attachment. Pungshang Sriya Mishini Bhavami. This material world means they are combined together on the platform of sex. Janmainchanadi grihamedi sukham. So that is a very great attachment. So Rupa Goswami is praying, when I will have the same attachment for you. Dupati naam yathaji.
I have read something else, the Gujarati. Indriyo ne lad ladava mate je kaam karo cho, the work that you do for satisfaction of the indriyas,
yeah,
lad ladava, e work ઈશ્વરને લાડ લડાવવા માટે કરો તો એ તમારી ભક્તિ થાય છે.
That
is the bhakti. When you do same action for લડાવો લાડ
God, that is the difference between calm and પ્રેમ.
That's
calm means worldly attachment and પ્રેમ means attachment for God. That's ચૈતન્ય ચૈતામૃતા છે. આત્મેન્દ્રિય સ્થિતિવાન છા તાર નામ કામ. વેન વન ડિઝાયર હિઝ ઓન સેન્સ ગેટ્યુશન દેટ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ કામ. એન્ડ કૃષ્ણેન્દ્રિય સ્થિતિવાન છા ધરે પ્રેમ નામ.
પ્રેમ
ધરે પ્રેમ. વેન વન વોન્ટ્સ ટુ સેટિસ્ફાય કૃષ્ણસ senses, that is prem.
That is equal to lust and love.
This is the difference between lust and love. Just like gopi, it looks like calm, but it is prem.
They say, sir, that gopis really wear kamatus, and when they touch this, the sacred feet of Krishna, their whole thing was turned into the sacred prem.
Yeah.
Because, you see, every woman loves the husband, but they don't become gopis. Because the husband hasn't got that qualities like Krishna. Krishna was above Trigunas. So they become Trigunati, all gopis. Actually, they were motivated by Kama. But when they actually had the source of all the prem, touched the feet of Krishna, they converted themselves beyond all the Trigunas. Because the God, I mean, is not within the Maya, he is above it. So anything which goes there comes above it.
For understanding Krishna's position, if one...
They are talking nonsense about Ras Lila.
Yes.
So they are so silly, they don't understand. Because they impute their own self there. They think that Krishna was just like them. And then they substitute themselves with gopis. What they would do with gopis?
Param bhava vajananta. Vajananti mana mura. Param bhava vajananta. Isliye param bhava pehle samajhna hai. Phir Ras Lila charcha. Otherwise it is.
He says that gopis were not gholis, they were very intelligent girls, extremely, because they chose what was to be chosen.
Eternal companion of Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavi kavi, savi eva nijarupa tayaka lavi. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibha. The gopis are the expansion of Krishna's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa pleasure potential. Rupa Goswami, Tattva Thurna Masi Samandala Patishani Hada Tuchhava, Vinyakala Chavadva, Tuchhava. The engagement was Gopi Bhavar Samrita Abdilari. Param Dishtha Nivartat.
Yes, that is right, sir. Param Dishtha Nivartat. Because the little part of it is remaining there. And that never goes till you have a communion with God.
Param Drishti Sadhu Sansa Hota.
Because they are the agents of Param.
Yeah.
Moksha Dwara Apavutam.
see, without gap can be practiced. So when there is bhakti, automatically there is gyan. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanancha Jadahitakam. Without bhakti, there is no gyan. But without gyan, bhakti can be practiced. Bhakti nirapaksha. Ahitaki aprutihata. Nirapaksha. Bhakti mein gyan, yog, karma, sab.
Bhakti bina gyan ke bhi ho sakti hai.
Bhakti
bina gyan ke bhi ho sakti hai. Yeah. Nahi to... It generates gyan,
everybody says. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya Sri Vijayan Dukara. Ye sab bhi mukhya gyan. Usko to gyan nahi hai. Sri, Shudra or Vaishya. They are not advanced in knowledge. But Krishna says, Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya Sri Vijayan Dukara. मांग ही पार्थ के पास सिद्धिया जेपी हूँ पाप पाप जनी का ज्ञान क्या है उसका ज्ञान होना ही नहीं ताकि वासुदेवी भगवती भक्ति योग प्रेरित हो व्हेन ही अप्लाइज भक्ति योग एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ वासुदेव जनयति आशु वैराग्यम ज्ञान का अर्थ होता है वैराग्य
वैराग्य
अच्छा वैराग्य नहीं है ज्ञान का क्या अर्थ है
Gyan means only God is right, Krishna is right and all this is wrong.
Real Gyan means we don't want this material world. That is the
dislocation.
That is Vairagya. Because people are attached to this material world. And Gyan means completely detached. But he's suffering on account of this attachment. He's taking repeatedly birth, death. So Gyan means to get release from this repetition of birth and death.
That is because people have Atma Buddhi in Kunape Dridhatu.
These rascals talk of Gyan, but they keep full attachment for this.
The Kunape Dridhatu.
Uska to wo pooch hai isi hai. Chahe jitna ghee laga. Ye baat.
Sidha nahi hota hai.
सीधा है ना वो ज्ञान का क्या मूल्य ज्ञान का अर्थ होता है वैराग्यम ज्ञान वैराग्य ही वन मस्ट फील डिसगस्टेड इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड रिपीटेशन ऑफ बर्थ एंड दैट इज ज्ञान इफ वन इज जस्ट डिसगस्टेड ही स्टिल थिंक्स इट इज वेरी नाइस टू टेक बर्थ एंड डाई देन वेर इज ज्ञान Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple said, Arnare Bap. Arnare Bap. Aap log bhi bolta hai na bappa. Aur bappa hai isko nahi chahiye. Batao bhai raag. Arnare Bap.
Now even, you see, sir, this attraction to the other sex is so strong and great. Yeah. It is very difficult for human beings to
get relief. Yeah, That is explained Bhagavad Gita. Devi jesa gunam imo maya drutaya mame vaja prapadante maya me tanka. This is the way. Hare Krishna.
Extremely difficult. That even men like Gautam Buddha had several times come back to see his child and son when he left his house. More than half a dozen times. Come and go. And finally closed his eyes and ran away. For a man of that type. And for ordinary human beings, it is very difficult.
No, it is not difficult. Therefore, vanaprastha is recommended. Go out of home, remain in the tithasthan, and again come, see your children, again go.
Slowly. Taper it
Then off. Take sunrise.
Tapering it.
Yes. बड़े बड़े देवता लोग सब इसी में फंसे हुए हैं, सर्वसु नंदन कानन इसी में सब फंसे।
That is why Devata Lok is not a place from where you can have a release.
Huh?
It is from human life that you can have a moksha. Devatas right. cannot.
No, no, human Devatas cannot because they have got enough of material enjoyment.
They are Americans.
Just like America. American, not even 1%. They are many thousand times opulent, the demigods. So, it is very difficult. Just like here, for a very rich man to take to Krishna consciousness is very difficult. That is a disqualification. Bhogai sadya prasaktanam taya apu hitacheta babushadvika buddhi samadhauna adhigat. Jyada bhog oishadya hone se phir bhagwan mein attraction nahi. Isliye to vairagya. Voluntarily. Sannyas, all big, big kings in India, voluntarily, eh? Give it, kick it out. Maharaj Bharat, at the age of 24 years, he left everything. Young wife, children, kingdom, whole world. This is Indian culture. Vairag. Yudhishthir Maharaj, sab itna fight kiya, sab kuch kiya. As soon as the grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, was major, take it, we are going. That is it. Wo jab tak goli se nahi maar diya jata hai, tab tak chhudega. Even Mahatma, he declared himself Mahatma, he is such a Mahatma that unless he was killed by goli, he was not living anything. Not people. This is Mahatma. Kali Yuga Mahatma. Mahatman tu sumang prathi devi prakriti masrita bhajanti ananna manasa. Ye Mahatma. Aur manne ka last point tak tha politics, 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 hamara country, hamara desh, hamara aadmi. Ye Mahatma hai. Ye sab chalta hai. Krishna said, you will die by violence. Non-violence, there cannot be non-violence. He wanted to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita and criticized me, Krishna. All right, you die.
Hare. But it is Nehru who said that Krishna was a warmonger. Mr. Nehru.
Yeah.
He was more violent.
Nehru is what is his value?
He said, that Krishna is the greatest warmonger.
Nehru and company are praised, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabir varahu stakharai sangastruta purushapasu. Purushapasu. A big animal is being eulogized by small animal. Does it mean a big animal is a human being? Is an animal.
I think he had not understood exactly
what he understood.
This is the second adhyaya of Bhagavad Gita.
He never knew what is Gita. He planned it in America. So when he went, somebody requested he explain something of Gita. He said, I do not know much about Gita. He explained. Frankly, admit it. I knew. And he did not know anything. He thought, overnight, if I make my country like America, that is success. And he constructed a few skyscraper building, a big, big building in New Delhi. He thought, my country. Therefore, when President Eisenhower came, he wanted to see the village. And as soon as he saw the village, the secret was out.
That man was a dreamer rather than a practical man. Practical man was only Sardar Patel.
Those who are intelligent Indians, they should combine together and present Indian culture as it is. Then the country will be glorified. Great. Sarthak ikaro paropaka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The whole world is in darkness. Give them some light. First of all, you yourself take light, then this will be. That now you have got Saraj, you give up this nonsense. Please work with me. Otherwise you will meet the fate of Mussolini. And actually he told them.
It seems that it is better that he did not preach Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
with his understanding.
Of course, one cannot preach Bhagavad Gita unless he is empowered by Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Nama Prachar. It is not possible. Jana.